big news. Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Yippee-i-yay. Yippee-i-yo. Ghost riders in the sky. String Hayride Podcast, a journey through the world of classic country music with your hosts, Chris Wainscott and Jim O'Malley. We will be covering all of the great topics in country music, from mama to prison, to dancing, to drinking, to guitar picking, to all the crazy deal with the devil, honky-tonking stuff you do on Saturday night, and how you try to get it past your Lord on Sunday morning. So climb aboard the cart and let's go. Friends and fellow music lovers, welcome to the Six String Hayride, Classic Country and Beyond podcast with Chris Wainscott and Jim O'Malley. Well, folks, this is it, our third anniversary special. I've been doing this and coming at you for 3 years now. We started way back with murder songs and prison songs because, hey, if you're starting a music show in October and you want to talk classic country, that is the absolute best place that you can start.
But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.
So a little bit later on in this episode, we are going to talk about some spooky, creepy fall and certainly Halloween appropriate tunes.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that I...
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster.
Ooh, where was it, London?
And a little bit of some dressed up in a weird, unexpected way kind of thing with some cover songs, including what is likely going to be one of the most bizarre cover versions of a George Jones classic that you will ever hear.
Walk through this world.
Pass it around. Mighty, mighty please. And Pappy's come on squeeze. And shh. White lightning. Well, a G-man, a T-man, a revenuers too, searching for the place where he made his brew. They was a looking, trying to book him, but my Pappy kept on cooking. Shh. White lightning.
But first, we are strutting our stuff and celebrating our third anniversary with the Six String Hayride podcast. And usually that means Chris and I being interviewed or questioned in some way. We have local man about town, great Chicagoan Barry Dredzi interview us for the first anniversary. Chris and I took a spin through what has become known as the Actors Studio Questionnaire last year. And this year we have... your cards and letters and questions and suggestions and... We don't quite have viewer mail because this is not a TV show, but I like the idea of that old David Letterman gag. So this year we've kind of gathered up all the cards and letters and emails and things we've gotten from you wonderful listeners, and Chris and I will do our best to get through all of the wonderful things we have received from listeners this year. So Chris, we're going to start out with a question we got for you. This is from a Mr. Richard Fainer of Fort Lee, New Jersey, and he wants to know what have been some of your favorite recipes from the course of the 3 years of the Hayride, seeing as you are mostly our recipe guy.
Well, I can start by telling you which one is the most memorable. And for anyone who's heard our gag reel, and if you haven't, just go on YouTube and search Six String Hayride Gag Reel. Trust me, this is worth your time. But the cheese balls recipe from the Cash and Carter cookbook, that one was ridiculously difficult to get through because I just got a case of the giggles. And I mean, once that happens, it's, you know, I understood all of those blooper reels I've ever seen from any film ever. For this one, you're going to need 1 pound of Southern style breakfast sausage, 1 16-ounce. For this one, you're going to. I should have been worried about cheese or shredded. All right. For this one, you're going to need 1 pound of Southern style breakfast sausage, 1 16-ounce package of shredded mild cheddar cheese, 2 cups of baking mix like Bisquick. You're going to preheat the oven to 350 degrees. You're going to combine the sausage, cheese, and baking mix in a large bowl and blend well. You're going to... I really should have read this recipe first, so I would have got the giggles out. Okay. You'll understand.
Wow, this is great.
You'll understand in a second. Okay, here we go. Roll, it's roll out small balls in your hand.
Don't they look a nice grilled
cheese? I got it.
Are you going to start over?
Yeah, I should actually.
All right, you know what? I'm not.
But I'm only going to start over with.
I'm not even here.
Okay. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Combine the sausage, cheese, and baking mix in a large bowl and blend well. Roll out small balls in your hand, a little bit smaller than the size of a ping pong ball. Place the balls on a large cookie sheet. Place the balls on a large cookie sheet or broiler pan. Place the sheet in the oven and bake for 25 minutes or until sausage is well done. The balls are browned? What? All right, I got this. I can nail this. There's only like one more sentence. Place the sheet in the oven and bake for 25 minutes or until the sausage is well done and the balls are browned. Remove and serve while steamed.
You might want to try something else.
It's only one sentence left.
I
remove and serve while still hot. Makes 30 to 40. John Carter.
What?
Balls. Makes 30 to 40 balls. I'll say that actually. Makes 30 to 40 balls. John Carter's tip. You can pre-bake the balls for 10 minutes and then let them cool and freeze them in a plastic bag. When ready to see. We don't need John Carter's tip, but I'm going to do it anyways. On this recipe, John Carter actually has a tip for us. So John's tip is, you can, I gotta say tip.
Because you already said balls.
Yep.
I'm not sure we have a usable take here.
I think we do. I think we have enough to cut together. I'm pretty sure we do.
No, really. I'm serious.
Okay, I'll start from the beginning. I should be able to get through this. I think I've got the giggles out. I just need to read. The problem is I come to something new. It starts again. So John Carter's tip, you can pre-bake the balls for 10 minutes and then let them cool and freeze them in a plastic bag. When ready to serve, reheat the frozen balls on a cookie sheet in a 400-degree oven for about 15 minutes or until hot and nicely browned. Okay, now that I've said it all, I should be able to get through this, and I will start from the top. Southern-style sausage and cheese.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
These balls. For this one, you're going to need 1 pound of Southern style breakfast sausage, 1 16-ounce package of shredded mild cheddar cheese, and 2 cups of a baking mix such as Bisquick. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Combine the sausage, cheese, and baking mix in a large bowl and blend well. Roll out small balls in your hand, a little bit smaller than the size of a ping pong ball. Place the balls on a large cookie sheet or broiler pan. Place the sheet in the oven and bake for 25 minutes or until the sausage is well done and the balls are browned. Remove and serve while still hot. This will make 30 to 40. For this recipe, John and June's son, John Carter, has a tip for us. You can pre-bake the balls for 10 minutes and then let them cool and freeze them in a plastic bag. When ready to serve, reheat the frozen balls on a cookie sheet in a 400-degree oven for about 15 minutes. Damn it! I was so close!
Chris, we've got a question for both of us here from a Mr. Archie Leach, who's asking, can you name a couple of your favorite songwriters that a lot of people just overlook or don't really appreciate as much, you know, as you think? He writes on the card here, who are some songwriters that you think deserve a lot more attention than they have ever gotten?
There's a few that come to mind. I would say Dallas Frazier.
Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed. Let your conscience be your guide. But I, Lord, I know deep down inside of me.
My heart.
A man in the funny papers we all know. He lives way back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bear cat stew.
A little bit of eat. Sweet bop bop bop, so jibby dibby do, and a little round o.
Now you add another P,
a big skinny L, plus I want a more E, and you got a people that looks like me.
Darling, say it's not you. Well, at first, what they said didn't hurt me until I mention her name. Then slowly the tears overtook me. Her name and yours is the same.
And Bobby Braddock for another.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone.
Just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
And I mean, those are guys that I could talk about forever. You know, both of them have very solid songwriting credits to their name.
Well, you know, thanks again, Archie, for throwing us that question. Chris, I definitely agree with your answer. I think for myself, and I talk about these writers quite a bit, you know, on the show, but sometimes you just get this amazing combination of humor and sadness with a real keen sense of being kind of self-aware. You know, a lot of people, writers, musicians, comedians, have touched on this idea of, you know, there really isn't that much space in between laughter and sadness. So I'm going to start with Nick Lowe, a British songwriter, bass player, musician, mostly known for his rockabilly and pop type stuff.
As I walk this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity. Oh yeah, I ask myself, is all hope gone? Is there only pain, hatred, and misery? Oh yeah, and each time I feel like this inside, it's one thing.
Married to Carlene Carter for a while, and that means he did some time as Johnny Cash's son-in-law. And it's during this period where Nick Lowe writes a song for Cash called The Beast in Me.
The Beast in Me is caged by frail and fragile bars, restless by day and by night, rants and rages at the stars. God help the beast in me.
And I think it's one of those songs that if that's the only song you write and then you pack up your guitar and go home, you've done something pretty amazing. It's an incredible song.
Sometimes it tries to kid me that it's just a teddy bear, and even somehow manage to vanish in the air, and that is when I must beware of the beast in me.
And then the other one I can think of, and I'm sure Chris probably sees this coming a mile away, but the skinny guy from San Antonio with the funny green hat, Michael Nesmith. When you listen to songs that were demos for the Monkees, what you're hearing is the beginning of the stuff that would be the Mike Nesmith solo records in the 70s.
So, only difference between me and Peter is that I'm just stone legal.
Rolling.
There's a certain something in the way you looked at me and said you'd stay, that let me know that I was out of line. But I didn't know what else to do, and like a fool I tested you by demanding things of you which weren't mine. And now I feel like such a fool for making you crawl back to me. But you did it with such love that you're standing far above me and all I did to you. I'm sorry now, what can I do?
Our next question, again, it's intended for both of us, comes from Frances Gum. And Frances is out in L.A., and she wants to know who we think might be among the least discussed women in country and rockabilly music. She points out that we talk a lot about June Carter and her mom, Mother Maybelle. We talk a lot about Emmylou Harris and Dolly Parton. Chris has his own very special attachment to the work and the music catalog of Linda Ronstadt. Of course, it's just quality across the board. But Francis wants to know who some of the lesser known women that should probably get some more attention in the music are. And Chris, what do you think about that?
For sure, the Andrews sisters are somebody that I just wish was, like, I wish they had more staying power.
Don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
See, 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 see.
Every little Dutch girl says, yeah, 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 yeah. Every little Russian says, da, da.
Never go down Trinidad. They make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme. Guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor. Or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Working for the Yankee Dollar.
I would like it if more people didn't think of Jeannie C. Riley as just kind of a one-hit wonder. I really enjoy songs like The Backside of Dallas. That is just a well-crafted, well-done song.
Across the light blue haze, and from the back side of Dallas, her mind goes drifting back to other days.
If you have somebody who's a hardcore country fan, a hardcore rockabilly fan, of course, all those folks know who Wanda Jackson is. But she just had her birthday this week here in late October. She's in her late 80s now. She's retired. But her last record comes out with some help from Joan Jett. Wanda was an incredible singer, guitar player. Her rockabilly stuff just came full throttle at you. And
well, how come you say you will when you won't? Tell me you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. tell the truth now, is love real or no, honey, don't.
Great Wanda Jackson would be my answers to that question. Which brings us to a question from a gentleman right here in Chicago named McKinley Morganfield. And he simply says, "Dear Chris, love the show." And he has this for Chris: Beatles or Stones?
It's kind of a hard answer to give. And ultimately, I definitely grew up as more of a Stones fan. And I mean deeply so. But John Lennon was and is and will probably always be my favorite artist of all time. So it's one of those things that I kind of hedge a little on. Now, until I was maybe in my late 20s or maybe even almost 30 or around 30, mostly when I would listen to the Beatles, I would only listen to the later stuff, like maybe starting with Sgt. Pepper on, like not even starting with Rubber Soul or Revolver, but starting like even after that. So it wasn't until, you know, a little later on, like I was saying, that I became like really deeply familiar with the entire Beatles catalog. So right now, I think my answer to that is probably Beatles. While the Beatles were around for a much shorter time, that, you know, they didn't exist long enough to give us really terrible albums. And unfortunately, the Stones did and have.
I come to you so silent in the night, so stealthy, so animal quiet. I'll be your savior, steadfast and true.
Well, folks, we have time for one more question before we get into a little spooky Halloween trouble here. So from a self-described Gene Autry mega fan, Mr. Richard Starkey writes in and says, guys, I missed your Western film episode a ways back. Sorry about that. I will promise to listen to it. But Chris and Jim, can you each please tell me your favorite Western?
I'm doing a little soul searching right now because I really have gotten into the Magnificent Seven lately. That's one that, you know, I had seen it as a kid a couple of times, you know, a time or two, whatever. Of course, when I became a slightly older, pretentious a-hole, I immediately went to go see Seven Samurai just so I could, you know, tell people, oh, well, I don't know if you're aware. But you know, honestly, I've really been enjoying the movie. As a matter of fact, Jim and I took a quick road trip on Saturday, and at one point while we were driving, the theme song came on Jim's playlist. Theme song for Magnificent Seven, and I was like, oh man, that's a great movie, you know. And it occurred to me that I wouldn't have really recognized the theme music for it right away, instantaneously, like that before. But I really got into that film, and I've watched it a few times. Now, having said that, the canned answer here for me is probably Tombstone. That's just a really hard film to supplant in my mind. And it's weird because in so many ways, I don't even think of it as a Western, probably only because it kind of falls outside of the time period of the classic Westerns that I watched as a kid. You know, it's a movie that wasn't out until I was already an adult. So it kind of has a different feel to me in some ways, but it's a fantastic film. Like, it just stands up well on every level, from the writing to the acting to the story to the cinematography. It's just incredibly well done.
I've been watching Westerns, a good 50 years. And it's a genre, it's a type of filmmaking and storytelling that it's one of the easy times I have when somebody says, well, what are your favorites? The Magnificent Seven. And my top five would be The Magnificent Seven, The Searchers, Tombstone, Shane, and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And if for some reason you're going to have a follow-up involving the old Western TV shows, Gunsmoke was really good for the ensemble cast and for certainly the longevity, but All Day Long, the old Lone Ranger. There is only Clayton Moore wearing that mask and riding that big silver horse. Of course, Jay Silverheels, the ultimate sidekick, who does most of the work anyway. But yeah, those would be my favorites.
Help me.
Willie Nelson.
You're my only hope.
And thanks to Patty for tolerating me saying, oh, by the way, you know, I have to record again, which seems to happen quite often. And yeah, a lot of thanks to Dawn for some of the ideas that have come to the show.
Don't need reason, don't need rhyme. There ain't nothing that I'd rather do. Going down, party time. And my friends are gonna be there too. I'm on the highway.
Well, folks, aside from the third anniversary of the Six String Hayride Classic Country and Beyond podcast, it's also Halloween time. And that means I'm going to trick Chris here with one last question to sneak in. A Mr. C. Baca from Appleton, Wisconsin, writes in and says, milk chocolate or dark chocolate?
I honestly, my preference is and has almost always been dark chocolate.
There's a great big candy roundup down along the Milky Way. Better saddle up your rocking horse with the yippee-i-o-ki-yay.
I was the weird kid who... No, none of the other kids wanted their, you know, Hershey special darks when we would go trick-or-treating.
I would definitely have to agree, dark chocolate.
I want candy.
Start with Bobby Boris Pickett and the Monster Mash. I believe that that song is appropriate any time of year.
In the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
We've got some other classic favorites here. Johnny Cash with Ghost Riders in the Sky.
A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-i-yo.
Sky. and also Delia's Gone.
If I hadn't shot poor Delia, I'd have had her for my wife. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. I went up to Memphis and I met Delia there. Found her in her parlor and I tied her to her chair. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. She was low down and trifling, and she was cold and mean. Kind of evil make me want to grab my...
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, score up to 80% off everything home. These are our best deals of the year. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
My sub-machine, Delia's gone. One more round, Delia's gone. First time I shot her, I shot her in the side. Hard to watch her suffer, but with the second shot she died. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone.
It doesn't get much scarier than that.
Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a
deal. Of course, the devil went down to Georgia. Hard to get through Halloween time without thinking about selling your soul to someone. So here comes the devil and a fiddling contest courtesy of Charlie Daniels.
When the devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny says your dog bite, no child knows."
Now, of course, the other fun part of Halloween is dressing up in some kind of costume and pretending you are something that you normally are not.
It's just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
And here at the Hayride, that means some really freaky, weird cover versions of some country songs that you just would not expect out of anywhere. So we get Nicola Block with this cover of the George Jones classic, Walk Through This World With Me. I think one of my favorite kind of curveball cover versions of a classic country song would come from a rock and roll band that is really not well known for their Southern identity, but from that great music scene in Athens, Georgia in the early 1980s, REM, with a wonderful cover of Wichita Lineman.
I am a lineman for the county, and I tried the moon, searching in the sun for another.
Willie Nelson's cover of Gravedigger, which is actually a Dave Matthews song. And my God, if you know me, you know I do not like Dave Matthews. 0 out of 10, would not recommend. Bad touch, bad touch.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, would you make it shallow so I can feel the rain?
I often tell people that my favorite memories of working for this nonprofit I've worked for at a Dave Matthews show were actually sitting at the Government Mule Advance Van and listening to Government Mule shows with Warren and those guys. The point being that I don't like Dave Matthews, but this cover of Gravedigger by Willie Nelson, first of all, the album it's on, which is called Moment of Forever, is just a really good album in and of itself.
Well, folks, you're going to need something to wash down all that good Halloween candy. So here's Chris with a classic from the John Wayne Cocktail Guide. This is a bourbon drink known as the Red River Brand.
...1948's Red River is where we get the name of this drink. Now, not only does this film star John Wayne, but it's the debut of Montgomery Clift. The film is a commercial and critical success. It's nominated for 2 Academy Awards. And here's the drink.
Aren't you drinking?
I never drink. Why?
For this one, you're going to need 10 whole cloves, 1.5 ounces of bourbon, 1 ounce of applejack, and 1/2 ounce of Amaro. You'll toast the cloves over medium-high heat until fragrant, 2 to 3 minutes. Believe me, zero fucking chance you're not going to notice. Yeah. Are your eyes watering so bad you can't see the fucking timer anymore? They're done.
Right.
All right. Toast cloves over medium-high heat until fragrant, 2 to 3 minutes. Combine bourbon, applejack, Amaro, and toasted cloves in a mixing glass with ice and stir. Strain into a cocktail glass. Use one of the cloves as a garnish.
Well, friends and fellow music lovers, and my charming and talented co-host, Chris, thank you very much for a lot of great music and just a lot of silly stuff over the last 3 years. It's fun. I really appreciate it. We're going to keep doing this for Lord knows how long, but we're already planning a trip down to Bristol in 2027 for the 100th anniversary of the Bristol Big Bang recordings. So we've got that to look forward to. One of the things we really appreciate is, of course, getting your messages and DMs and emails and all that, and seeing folks talk about the show on Facebook and other social media. But with the holiday season coming up, Chris and I would like to please appeal to your excellent taste in music and in podcasts. And please go to patreon.com and look up Six String Hayride. We need all the help we can get. So please hurry on over to Patreon, show some love to the Hayride here. We will love you back for a long, long time.
It's Outlaw Country.
Hate is always foolish. Love is always wise. Always try to be nice, but never fail to be kind.
I can see all the people in this whole wide world. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down, down, down. That's a union that'll tear the fascists down.
And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
I'd like to remind you to email us at sixstringhayride@yahoo.com. Six is spelled out. You can also search us on Facebook as Six String Hayride, or what we'd really appreciate you doing is finding us on Patreon under Six String Hayride as well.
Well, folks, thanks again for joining your hosts, Chris Wainscott and Jim O'Malley, on the Six String Hayride Classic Country Podcast. We are here for all of your classic country, rockabilly, early rock and roll, little gospel, little blues, a lot of excellent country music themed recipes, and basically we are here to keep your musical circle rockin', boppin', and very much unbroken. So thank you for sticking with us. We will see you down the road real soon. And again, whether it's in your home, in your community, wherever it is you do your thing, keep your circle unbroken. Stay well, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
Oh, can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by.
Remember, the Force will be with you always.